Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Hello and welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. My name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm an organizational management consultant with Culture. And today we're talking about creating a culture of on-site self-care strategies. Listen to this podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe because it's relevant information to help us during these times. Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's alexia@theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, and welcome to our presentation on creating a culture of self-care strategy. There's been a movement of wellness that has brought healthcare initiatives in organizations. Many places of work have implemented incentives for employees who focus on their well-being. Workout equipment has popped up, meditation rooms and programs, standing stations to stand while we work on computers, as well as incentives to work on our physical health that are monetary. Recently, burnout was declared being an epidemic in the U.S. With the COVID-19 pandemic, it's really time to begin developing on-site self-care strategies. Whether we are in the office, joining virtually, an essential worker in the community, there are stressors leading to the burnout that so many have experienced. So, this was determined about a year ago. There is an article from the Washington Post. From moms to medical doctors, burnout is everywhere these days. This was dated March the 30th, 2019. And they called this a common ailment and knowing someone who is plagued by it. Burnout, some of the causes that we were having before our pandemic and crisis, was being caused partly by social media, the 24-hour news cycle, the pressure to check email outside of work hours. Especially, some people were experiencing it and not realizing that's what it was. So burnout is everywhere, and books are being published about it. A recent report from Harvard and Massachusetts medical organizations declared physician burnout a public health crisis. It pointed out the problem not only harms doctors, but also patients. Burnout is associated with increasing medical errors, is what they found. 95% of human resource leaders say burnout is sabotaging workplace retention, often because of heavy workloads. Poor management contributes to the burnout epidemic. So we have this culture. The culture is organizations rewarding employees who are putting in longer hours, replacing workers who aren't taking on the increased workload. This is a systematic problem that causes burnout in the first place. And this is from Future Workplace. They conducted this survey. There's also a book called Mommy Burnout, published by psychologist Cheryl Ziegler. And it resonated with women who had run themselves into the ground trying to be super mom. Dads made it clear that they were burned out too. So we have super parents, because managing the household and managing work and all the responsibilities, how has that been compounded with this pandemic and the shutdowns and being work being shifted and all the changes and losses that we've all gone through? There is a new book, Burnout, The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle, by the Nagoski sisters. And this aims to help women live a more balanced life. So they talk about the difference between stressors, which are always going to happen, and what chronic stress does, which is how we're coping with the stressors. So that is what we're talking about when we're talking about on-site self-care strategies. There's going to be stress, and we can't get rid of that, but how are we coping with it? And so our coping mechanisms have to be there, and they can't wait until we are off the clock, because there's an effect that it has on us physiologically when we don't manage the stress in the moment. And that's what's leading to the burnout. So according to the Nagoskis in their book, burnout is caused by chronic stress, not stressors. It's important to differentiate the two. Stressors are external, so examples are to-do lists, financial problems, anxiety about the future, and that has been compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic. Stress, on the other hand, it's the neurological and physiological shift that happens in our bodies when we encounter the stressors. We all have stressors, and so the larger question to ask, is it the leader's responsibility to foster self-care at work to address this burnout epidemic? And what we are finding the research pointing to is we need coping self-care strategies to manage the stressors. Now, I would say raise your hand, say yes, wherever you are, if you feel like life has gotten more stressed in the past 2 to 3 months in our personal lives and in our world. Now, my answer is yes. So how are we coping with those stressors? Do we have a safe culture where we can say, I need a minute, I need a drink of water, I need to take a break, I need to take care of this situation and come back to my work? Do we feel safe in doing that? And that need is so profound right now, especially because we started off a year ago learning that it's an epidemic of burnout. So we started this pandemic and crisis within a burnout epidemic. That's the context. Experts in culture development and organizations exemplify how putting employee happiness in the forefront benefits the clients they serve as well as investors. So some of these companies that are well known for their healthy work culture are Southwest Airlines, Zappos, and Chick-fil-A. fostering a family kind of life at work among teams with relational management is key to building a team that will thrive in times of stress. Now, when I say companionate love at work, that's not something that I have come up with. That is something that has been researched. So I'm reading from an article. This is from Wharton, University of Pennsylvania. The article title is Why Fostering a Culture of Companionate Love in the Workplace Matters, published April 2nd, 2014. And here we do have research. Companionate love is shown when colleagues who are together day in and day out ask and care about each other's work and even non-work issues. And so I am quoting Sigal Barsight. They're careful about each other's feelings. They show compassion when things don't go well. They also show affection and caring. That can be about bringing somebody a cup of coffee when you go get your own, or just listening when a coworker needs to talk. So there has been a 16-month longitudinal study at a long-term healthcare facility, and it involved 185 employees, 108 patients. 42 of those patients were family, included the family members of the patients. And they measured the level of companionate love on emotional and behavioral outcomes of employees, as well as health outcomes of patients and the satisfactions of the patient's family members. And so this is by Mandy O'Neill and Sigal Barsait. And the results of the study are included in a paper titled What's Love Got to Do With It? A Longitudinal Study of the Culture of Companionate Love and Employee and Client Outcomes in the Long-Term Care Setting. So I really encourage all of us to read more about that and the details of that study, because we definitely want to follow what works. Their results did show there was an increase in work satisfaction, life satisfaction. There was a decrease in absenteeism. Employees were more engaged and productive. They enjoyed being at work. It did have a positive effect on the organization and the bottom line earnings. Imagine if we found our work environment a place that we wanted to join daily, and we missed when we found ourselves working virtually or offsite. Think of at least three components that would make that a reality. And this is really a great place to pause and to take a moment and to think about this and jot those places down and then come back to listening. Because none of us have arrived as a place of work where well-being is at the forefront. It's something that we need to work on. And how do we translate this and create a new normal of self-care that's on-site? And some of us may continue virtually. Some of us may go back to a place of work. Some of us may be mixed. Some companies have come out like Facebook, and they said throughout the end of 2020, employees may continue working from home. I believe Twitter has done the same. One of the conferences that I have proposed to speak at just emailed us and said it's in February 2021. They've decided it's going virtual, and they just wanted to make sure that the presentations could be conducted in a webinar format. So our new normal is being defined, and how do we foster companionate love at work virtually? And that's going to really be something that's significant and impactful, because remember, we started off with a very burnout population. The 2020 World Happiness Report came out March 2020. And they found that social environment is key to life satisfaction. And there are two groups. So when we listen to this study, think about how can we create the fortunate group at work? Because there's a fortunate group that's defined and an unfortunate group. how have we had barriers and how can we remove those barriers? And we're going to define what the barrier is, because now we've been socially isolating. We've been working remotely. The place of work for essential workers has really shifted to even more stressors. And so the key to managing the stress and preventing the burnout or recovering from the burnout is social environment as our key. The fortunate group has one or more friends that they can identify or relatives available for intimate discussions with weekly or more frequent social meetings. The unfortunate group has neither of these forms of social support. The happiness report goes on to say, we know that those with more supportive personal social connections and activity are more satisfied with their lives. So how have we been affected as a world to socially isolate when we're told that having intimate discussions and frequent social meetings is the key to life satisfaction? So we're having to be more creative than ever to foster this. You know, some of the programs and groups that were going on in the community have gone virtual, and so stay engaged virtually as much as possible. With our work cultures becoming increasingly remote, how can we foster conditions for a fortunate group at work? That is our question. And that's the key to our success as we create and define our new normal. Let's all realize and not try to avoid, but really look at what's happening all around the world. We're in this together. We are one community. We've socially distanced. We've experienced a lot of disconnect that's unprecedented. When we form community at work, the research shows this is a key to satisfaction at work with really positive outcomes. And so we will realize that we need to focus on working smarter, not harder, but smarter, and taking care of ourselves, giving permission for our teams to take care of ourselves. Remember that the leader sets the tone emotionally. Research also shows that. And so taking care of ourselves as leaders and making sure that we have intimate conversations with family, friends, loved ones, and social interaction. We have life satisfaction. We are being preventative with burnout with these measures. And so we're leading the team. And the team, they can feel from us. They can sense. And so we're leading with a sense of confidence that's coming from the inside out, that we are coping with the stressors. And it may take more work now to cope with the stressors, and that's okay. We just need to be real about that, ask for help when we need it, give ourselves permission to experience that, and realize it's part of the human condition, part of grieving, part of going through change and loss. And we're all going through it, whether we're talking about it or not. So being able to identify a support system, one person, just to be able to admit that to and get support. So as leaders, the effect that we're having on others is we're giving hope. And we're fostering that culture of you have permission to take care of yourself and check in on one another. Because when we're doing that, then people feel cared for. They want to be at work. They want to contribute. They have more life satisfaction. All of us can identify with being engaged and productive when we love what we do, feel heard, and have a sense of belonging. When we think back on 2020, let it be the year that on-site self-care strategies became our banner at work. Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's alexia@theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.